Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Meddy, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, two special guests. So, yes, we have a Lonely Funeral today in the studio. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Charlie Monroe from Lonely Funeral, ex-front woman of the Charlie Monroe Band.
Hey, I'm Dee, also from the Lonely Funeral. I'm the keyboardist.
Yes, so Charlie and Dee, and we also have co-host John in the house. What?
Good evening, Charlie Monroe and Dee. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Radio Show, and hello, DJ Meddy. How are you?
Yes. A little bit of a rainy day, but that's great. It's fine. It's Vancouver, and we love Vancouver. And before we play the first song here, it's called Summer Love Affair. We're going to talk about how they changed their name, or why they changed their name from Charlie Monroe Band to Lonely Funeral.
All right. Okay. So Lonely Funeral, the band name was already kind of something of discussion or in the works, and we were putting together like a whole list of different band names.
I think we had over 100 different names we were thinking about.
About 100, and Lonely Funeral just kept coming up as one that just seemed to be like the majority of us liked it.
Kind of resonated, I think, with the kind of music we were looking at doing and kind of the feeling of it. And then
the last project, Charlie Monroe Band, unfortunately just kind of...
People went their separate ways.
And Lonely Funeral then was birthed, and it made even more sense because Lonely Funeral, like, I don't know, it just kind of made sense.
It was the right time to change. It was the right time to kind of... It's a new beginning, right? We're going to move forward with probably new kinds of music and that sort of thing. So
yes, and then when I was trying to Google you guys, this band came up. There is another Charlie Monroe Band, and it's like, yeehaw! I'm like, this is not you guys.
Yeah, so we want to distance ourselves from that.
Yeah, we would like to distance ourselves from that. Very charming, though. I've actually had a lot of people over... You know, the time with the Charlie Monroe Band, bring up this other band.
Yep.
And they're like, what are you doing? You need to change your band name.
Or we need to get a banjo player.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I do actually really love the banjo, but.
All right. So tell me about your first song called Summer Love Affair.
Do you want to know, like, what it's actually about?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Summer Love Affair is. It's a little bit of a dark story, but I actually wrote it. Kind of as like a last farewell to an ex of mine who passed away. And so it's a love song that, you know, is about the beautiful side of like the love that we had, but then how it spiraled into darkness of I don't know what I'm allowed to say on air, but there was like addiction issues, and I pretty much removed myself from that relationship because I felt as though I would pass if I had stayed. And sure enough, shortly after I left him behind, which it broke my heart. Mm. And to this day, I still think about him. He actually influences a lot of the reason why I actually started doing music. And like, I feel like his spirit kind of lives through me with music. Just a very dear person, a very talented individual. And the song is pretty much, it represents, like, you'll hear it. The verses are kind of like describing just the beauty in the beginning, even though it's like kind of messy. The whole thing's like messy and beautiful. So I just wanted it to be like chaotic, like the relationship, but there was a lot of beautiful moments. So the breakdown, the bridge of it kind of, I feel, maybe expresses that a bit more.
Here's Summer Love Affair on CJSF. All right, and we are back with Charlie and Dee. And Charlie is covered in tattoos. Like, oh my gosh, they're gorgeous. And Dee, do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
No,
yeah,
okay.
Charlie has enough for both of us, maybe.
Yes,
I don't know.
I think so.
I have
a few ideas for some, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Really? Yeah. So what would be your first tattoo?
So I've always really liked like dark religious iconography and stuff. I've got my gothic cross and all that. I'm kind of leaning towards like a warrior angel across my back, my shoulder.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Sexual.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm excited. Yeah.
And since you have so many tattoos, would you recommend who the artist should be, or?
I mean, I go to a tattoo shop called Black Rider Tattoo, mm-hmm. and I love all the artists there, and I would recommend anyone to go there because you cannot get a bad tattoo, and they're kind of like more old school vibe, like their shop and stuff, and it's just really cool. Like, I like it, but mm-hmm. I would never tell anyone like right. where to go and yes. get their art just, from. Yeah. Like, it's personal preference.
Exactly. You know? Oh, okay. Yeah. And you're a keyboardist. When did you start playing the piano?
So I started playing the piano when I was 5. Mm-hmm. I went up to my mom. My mom loves this story. And I went, Mommy, can I have piano lessons? And apparently that's a thing that you never say no to if your 5-year-old asks you.
Aww.
So yeah, I started playing just classical piano when I was 5.
Yeah.
Went through Royal Conservatory of Music for many years, and then I moved into jazz, actually, kind of around high school. I played with a jazz band for a while, and then started getting into more like rock and pop and that sort of thing.
Yes. So who are your influences?
Oh, lots of influences. It kind of depends on what kind of
genre
I'm playing. But my personal favorite kinds of music to listen to are like symphonic metal, that sort of thing. So probably my favorite band is Nightwish.
Yes.
Love them.
To their concert.
Yeah.
Yes. How about yourself?
Oh, no.
I know there's so many, but yes.
What's my favorite?
How about how about nowadays? Like, currently, what are you listening to?
Currently, all kinds of stuff. But there is a band that I just recently discovered, like, I don't know, within the last month, and they're called Urban Heat.
Mm.
And I don't know, they're really cool. I'm, like, digging their vibe, and I wouldn't mind our vibe kind of doing something like that.
Oh,
but
nice.
Also, like, I like metal as well, and I like metal, punk, grunge, like gothic, post-punk, new
awesome.
Wave, whatever. There's lots.
Yes, and you guys do some covers. Tell me about this next one.
This was an acoustic cover that one of me and the ex members did. We were just kind of like hanging out, chilling. And all of a sudden, we did a one take pass of this, and we were just like, hey, this sounds pretty good. And then we decided, why not make a music video for it too? And then this is just pretty much like right off the floor, like acoustic guitar and vocals. Sweet Dreams.
On CGSF.
I'm gonna use you I'm gonna know what's inside. I'm gonna use you and abuse you. I'm gonna know what's inside you.
All right. Yeah, so we were talking about all the different kinds of instruments both of you play. Maybe just kind of let the public know as well.
All right, so I don't have that many other instruments that I play. I have messed around with bass guitar a little bit, and I played trombone in high school. So I picked that up for, you know, high school band class.
Yeah, you both play trombone, apparently.
Yeah, which I didn't know about you.
Yeah, when I first started it, I was quite short, so I couldn't quite reach seventh position on the slide. But...
And how tall are you now?
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10". Yeah, you're pretty tall now. Yes.
Didn't really grow until grade 12.
Ah. All right. So let's talk about... Oh, yes. You're going to tell me about all the instruments you play. And then after that, we're going to talk about Halloween. Yes.
Ooh. Okay. I'll go as fast as I can.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. I played violin when I was a kid. And I got scared of my instructor, so then that slowly fizzled out. And then I did the trombone thing in high school, mainly because I just wanted to be an asshole. And just have a loud instrument, you know. And then I played drums for like a few years, and I would say that's probably the best instrument that I picked up. And then cello, and I'm probably going to revisit that in the near future. And then guitar I've been kind of playing with lately as well. So
that'll be amazing to see you play cello. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So now let's talk about Halloween. And you're in a event called Plur Halloween. Tell me about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not sure what this radio station will let me talk about. Like
anything you want.
Maybe. Oh, okay. Because usually, like, I'm way more of a potty mouth and I'm trying to, like, you know.
Oh, yes. You're holding back.
Keep it, like, PG. So the Plur event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's this coming Sunday, I think.
October 29th?
Next one. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Okay, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm performing. I'm doing some sexy shows.
Ooh, yes.
Yes, I perform in the fetish scene. And I guess if you guys want to see that, go get yourself a ticket. Plur, Scotty Cruz, got it in his bio. I don't know if you're going to be there. Are you going to be there?
I might.
Actually, we
I'm
both
not sure
like
what my weekend plans are that weekend, but
we both are involved in the fetish community.
Is that the Real Theater?
This one's at the Penthouse.
The Penthouse.
Oh, the Penthouse. Yes. Oh, yes.
All right.
I see,
Okay, and let's talk about this. This one's called Sunwalking.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of you.
All right. Sunwalking. Mm-hmm. This one is, it's a song that sounds happier than what the actual meaning behind it is. This song is another song that's got drugs relating or whatever. And this song is about my heroin addiction. And the verses are pretty much the gross feeling you have when you're coming down off of it or trying to get off of it. And the choruses are when you are high and you feel amazing. And I'm not promoting drug use whatsoever, because a lot of my songs have to do with like overcoming mm-hmm. these obstacles and things. Mm-hmm. But this song sounds like a happy summery song, even though it's not.
All right. Here's Sunwalking.
Keep on reaching into.
Yeah, that was Charlie Monroe Band, Sun Walkin'. Okay, so we are back, and we're going to talk about, they have a show coming up. Tell us all about it.
So we have a show coming up on November 9th at the Blarney Stone. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be just myself and Charlie.
Yes.
So that's the current State of Lonely Funeral. So it's going to be more of, versus what you've been hearing, it's going to be more of like a smoky lounge singer kind of Jessica Rabbit sort of vibe.
Nice.
Pretty much like a goth Jessica Rabbit.
Goth Jessica Rabbit. Goth, yeah, Jessica, that's what we're going
Rabbit.
For. So expect a lot of pretty piano stuff and pretty Charlie vocals.
Yes. Prettier vocals are going to be happening on more of the songs moving forward.
Yes.
Probably, I'm sure eventually there'll be more yelling and stuff, but this new project will be moving into more pretty vocals as well.
Yes, and I noticed in some of your videos you have a little Barbie doll. Tell me about that.
Charby.
It's Charby, folks.
Charby. She's, I brought her back for like one of the ex members as a gift from Vegas.
Yes.
But she was like a pink cafe diner girl kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very respectable.
Maybe describe for people on the radio, they can't see, so describe what she looks like.
She now has a strip of tape in between her legs representing a thong with some, you know, the whale tail thing, the thong poking out of like a little taped up skirt. And then she's got tape X marks on her nipples. I actually currently have that as well on my nipples.
So you guys are matchy-matchy.
So we're matchy. And then she has tattoos and a little sloppy hair bun because she's actually missing all of her hair on the top of her head. But she's not as respectable anymore, that's for sure. But she is a cutie patootie.
Excellent. And do you have a story about her?
A story?
Yes. Like, who made it?
I made her.
You made her.
I made her during jam because
you brought her back from Vegas and we kind of looked at it and went, we're not really feeling this. And then you went, I can improve this, Barbie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. She got improved. She definitely got some upgrades. This is what I would call a Barbie upgrade.
It's much better. Much more representative.
Yes. And we were talking about the Barbie movie. And yes, you were saying that you did watch it. But
I did recently. It took me a minute there to actually do it. But mm-hmm. I did watch it recently. And I don't know what to say besides there should have been a Barbie representation for the alternative babes out there or, you know, babes, males, females, whatever.
Right?
All of us. Why was there no alternative representation?
The goth, yes. Barbie and a goth Ken.
Yeah, goth, like, Barbie, goth Ken.
Right? And I said, maybe Barbie too. They'll have it. We'll see. Yes.
Did they actually say that?
No, I'm just hoping.
But we can hope and pray.
Yes.
Everybody out there, hope and pray.
When you watched the Barbie, did you dress in pink?
No.
No? Oh.
I'll be honest.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear pink.
No, but you wore white on that photo shoot.
I do actually love, like, white, black, and red are the main colors that I enjoy.
Yes.
And then I occasionally like blue or green or, like, kind of more spooky colors, maybe dark purple. But pink happens to be, like, the one and only color that I, like, pretty much can't do. I can do it. Uh-huh. I just have a hard time
doing it.
Okay. Putting it on my body. Yes. And, like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I just feel like
it's not
really
you.
Silly. I'm just like, I love it on other people.
Right.
I think it's so cute and so precious on other people. And yeah. I really enjoy pink, living through color through other people, but
excellent.
Not on myself.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Halloween costumes. So, Dee, tell me about your past Halloween costumes, or what are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
Yeah. So I've done quite a few somewhat elaborate Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. So my most recent one, I had a demon costume. So I found a mask with like a goat skull and I wired it up so that it was all black inside. So when you open the mouth, it was all black. Had glowing blue LED eyes. I had really long, like creepy fingers, like skeletal fingers and chains and a robe. It was pretty cool. I might do something with some parts of that this year. I'm not 100% finalized yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done like a plague doctor right before the pandemic, so that was a little weird.
Foreshadowing.
Right before, of course, after the pandemic, Spirit Halloween just had a complete section for plague doctors versus I had to put it all together myself, but you know how it is.
How about you, Charlie?
Sorry, what was the question?
Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes.
What are you going to be this year?
Okay, well, We were supposed to do a Halloween gig, but, you know, things changed.
Yeah.
And for that gig, I was either going to go with Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas or Snow White. And now, I mean, at the Plur event, that will be a surprise. You have to get a ticket and come see the shows if you want to see my Halloween outfits that night. And aside from that, I mean, I have a wardrobe full of costumes or things that people may claim to be costumes. So all year round for me, honestly, is Halloween. Obviously, it's a fun time of year, but you can do it any time of the year.
Yes. All right. So, and where can people hear more of your music? And where can they follow you?
I mean, you can follow us on Instagram right now, Lonely Funeral, or Lonely Funeral Band, or Charlie Monroe Forever. I have yet to actually switch over all the other social media accounts from the old band to the new band, but that's about to happen. And music-wise, you can find us like on all, I don't know, Spotify, Apple, I don't know, all YouTube. The different sites, YouTube.
Yep.
You know, we're distributed through and onto everything, as far as I know.
Yes, yes. Okay, everybody, catch our Lonely Funeral at the Blarney Stone November 9th. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan!
Yeah, baby. Hey,
now let's move on to lot number 8. It's showing behind me, the Claude Monet, the Mo. Showing up here behind me, and we start the bidding on this work project.